Hi, this is John Anderson. You listen to EJL on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. Come on.
Live, yes, going back to the 1981 90120 Live Solos album. What a great tour that would have been. I would have loved to have seen Yes on that tour. That was their comeback of comebacks tour, and the whole band was getting along. Probably one of the reasons they were so good on stage. That was Hold On. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, saying hold on, don't go anywhere near that dial. We got more good music coming your way. You know, this hour of Quartz and Session is brought to you by SPAC Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. SPAC Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings and salads. Don't forget those salads. While specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. That's S-P-A-K brothers.com. SPAC Brothers Pizza, our sponsor for this hour of tonight's show. And if you're interested in underwriting for Quartz in Session or any of the great shows here at WRCT, well, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So John Anderson of Yes is coming to the Palace Theater in just a little bit, June 18th. And before the Yes, we played a set of Rolling Stones because they are coming to Cleveland June 15th. Could this be the last Rolling Stones tour? Well, whether it's the last tour or not, I want to be there. Start off that set with brand new from their latest album, Hackney Diamonds. That was Live by the Sword with the return of Bill Wyman on bass and recorded before Charlie Watts passed away. And the classic Stones lineup, Almost Hear You Sigh, going back to 1989. That was a top 40 hit from the Steel Wheels album. And then going out to Michael in East McKeesport, he's driving tonight. He gave me a deep cut request, Spider and the Fly, from the Out of Our Heads album, going all the way back to 1965. That was a great request, Michael. And then going back to 98, Live Stones with You Got Me Rockin' from the Bridges to Bremen album. June 15th, Stones in Cleveland. So I don't know if you were listening last week to the Moxster, but last Friday night, the Moxster celebrated his 25th year here at WRCT. And, you know, he teases me every chance he can, off the radio, on the radio. He just loves to do that. And quite frankly, I'd like to give it back to him, but I got to just stand back and salute 25 years here at 88.3 FM. That is really, really cool. You know, he started out spinning reel-to-reels and 8-track cartridges. That's the truth. Don't believe me? Listen Friday night and give him a call at the station. He'll tell you all about it. He used to make mixtapes for his wife on reel-to-reel. Of course, she didn't know how to play them, but that's the Moxster for you. Viva La Mox, Friday nights, 9 p.m., 25 years. One heck of a great show. Hey, this is brand new from the Struts. This song's called Heaven's Got Nothing on You, WRCT debut, 88.3 FM. Hands all over me.
false accusation led to a fight. I was so wrong. She's gone tonight. I was so wrong. I can see it now. Jealousy had twisted me somehow. Yes, it did, and I know it did. False accusation, I can't take back. My mouth was moving, oh, but you know that my mind was off track. I was so wrong. She's gone now. Jealousy had twisted me somehow. Yes, it did. Jealousy, jealousy, it's got me so mad. Red is all I see. I heard one rumor, let my anger fly. She had an airtight alibi.
Oh, the mud splattered victims have to pay all along the ancient highway, torn between half-truth and victimization, fighting back with counterattacks. When that rough guard goes riding, when the rough guard goes gliding, there'll be nobody hiding. When that rough guard is riding on in, riding on in.
I was flabbergasted by the headlines. People in glass houses throwing stones, gaping wounds that will never heal. Now they're moaning like a dog in a manger.
When the rough guard goes riding, when the rough guard goes gliding, there'll be nobody hiding. When that rough guard goes riding on in, riding on in.
This is Jim Dandy with the Old Black Oak Arkansas Bunch, and just sitting here ready to tell you what we feel about all these stories you've always heard about heroin. Well, we believe they're all true. You can't put stuff like that in your body. That's against our nature. So let's all try to get an up state of mind. Can't go wrong there. Well, see y'all another day.
Jim Dandy to the rescue, Jim Dandy to the rescue, Jim Dandy to the rescue.
Go, Jim Dandy!
Oh, yeah, I was sitting on a mountaintop, 30,000 feet to drop. Spied a lady on a runaway horse, uh-huh, there's a ride, of course. Jim Dandy to the rescue.
Come, Jim Dandy, come,
Jim. I'm gone. One day I met a girl named Sue. She was feeling a kind of blue. I'm Dandy, the kind of guy. Can't stand to see a little girl cry. Jim Dandy to the rescue.
Come, Jim.
Oh, coming. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue.
Go, 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 Jim Dandy to the rescue. And how about that for a different version? Starting off with just the vocals isolated between Jim Dandy Mangrum and, of course, Ruby Starr. How many of you remember Ruby Starr out there? Besides her great singing on that track, she had a great career of her own. Ruby Starr and Grey Ghost was her band. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. This is Courts in Session, heard every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. And on repeat, Sunday nights at 11. You can hear the show all over again Sunday night as you're powering down, getting ready for the new work week. I will rock you out, tuck you in, whatever you want to say. You can tune in 11 p.m. Sunday nights and hear the show all over again. Before the Jim Dandy, Van Morrison from his duets album, Rough God Goes Riding, and that has just recently been released on vinyl. Of course, I snatched that up right away. The Killer, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, going back to 1972. Robert Cray, a request for one of his early albums before he really made it big. Title track from the album False Accusations, going out to Kathy and Fox Chapel. And we open up with new music from the Struts. What do you think of that? Heaven's Got Nothing on You. Latest from those guys. So a couple of weeks ago, I talked about how Bon Jovi, led by, of course, John Bon Jovi, had a new album out, and so did his longtime brother-in-arms, Richie Sambora. Of course, though, Richie left the band a long time ago, and fans have just been dying for the two to reunite. Well, they are doing interviews. There was a recent documentary about the band, and Richie says he's not coming back, but then Slyly, he says, John's got his phone number, whatever that means. So who knows? But a few weeks ago, I played the latest single from Bon Jovi and the latest single from Richie Sambora. Well, they both now have two new singles. And, you know, I remember a few weeks ago when I tried to play them back to back, and I ended up hitting like an emergency button on our CD rack, and I locked out the whole system. It was amazing. I don't even think I could repeat that if I tried. But we're going to play two brand new singles, both from Bon Jovi and then Richie Sambora. And these are both WRCT debuts. Give them a listen. Don't call me until the songs are over, but then give me a call here at the station at 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT, and tell me what you think. Which do you like better, solo Richie or Bon Jovi sans Richie? Let's give this a listen. Start off with Bon Jovi. This is Living Proof.
When you first made love, your first kiss, your first broken heart, you'll remember this. Dylan and Moses, Lennon and Paul, Buddy Molly Billy played the blues for us all. Kiss the sky.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org. Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart, buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Is Eric playing that guitar rock again? Well, that's enough of that. I'm DJ Firefly, and if you're ready for something else, tune into my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Soul sitting here by me, yeah.
just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be. She wants to live in the Rockies. She says that's where we'll find peace. Settle down and raise up a family to call on, yeah. We'll have a home. All summer long we spent grooving in the sand.
Blue-eyed soul coming at you from Johnny Rivers. He might have written that song about tonight, summer rain. And getting calls from you guys saying that it's been pouring out there. Well, hopefully you're inside, nice, warm, dry, listening to the radio. Before the Johnny Rivers, Alice Cooper by request going out to Zach in Schaller. And he's got big things cooking. He's pumped and wanted a little AC coming from the album that really broke Alice Cooper. The track was called Caught in a Dream. Before that, Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, new singles from both those guys. Give me a call. Tell me what you think. I really love the strong opinions some of you guys have. 412-268-9728 is the number. 412-268-WRCT. So it's time for the Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week, one of those songs that you don't admit you like, but you don't turn the dial when you hear it on the radio. And this week I'm picking one because this song has always been a guilty pleasure of mine. I'm actually admitting it to all of you out there in radio land. I might even have the 45 at home that I bought when it came out. But a guilty pleasure of the week coming at you now. You know this. This is Paula Abdul, Straight Up.
I don't know which way to go.
my baby. I've been a fool before, wouldn't like to keep my love caught in the slamming door. Are you more than hot for me, or am I a page in your history? Oh, I don't mean to make demands, but the words and the deed go hand in hand. How about some information, please, please, oh, please, please. Straight up now, tell me. Tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run? Straight up now, tell me. Is it gonna be you and me together? Oh, oh, oh. Or are you just having fun? Straight up now, tell me. Do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run? Straight up now, tell me. Is it gonna be you and me together? Oh, oh, oh. Or are you just having fun?
That's Paula Abdul. As straight up with the guilty pleasure of the week, a courtesy of EJL this week. If you'd like to get a guilty pleasure song on, and I love getting the requests, and make it a guilty pleasure. Come on, guys. You can't give me a song that we all love. Make it something that you're a little embarrassed, maybe ashamed to admit publicly how much you love it. You can email me here at the station, WRCT at ericjacksonlurie.com. I got to spell my name right, though, for that email to go through. You can direct message me, for those of you on Instagram, at ericjacksonlurie. Or you just give me a call here at the station for a future week, 412-268-WRCT. So I don't know if you've heard about the dispute between Daryl Hall and John Oates and the restraining order that Daryl Hall filed against John Oates. And John Oates has been giving interviews. He's got a new solo album and talking about how he and Daryl haven't spoken or been friends for years. And man, oh man, what is going on, guys? Come on. All over selling some songs for publishing versus not. So thinking about Daryl Hall and John Oates, of course, think about all the, just the avalanche of hits they had starting in the late 70s throughout the 80s. And had me go back into the record collection and pull some of their real early albums, because they did a number of albums before the hits started coming. And some of that stuff was really good. Well, this next track I'm going to play goes back to 1974. It's from the Daryl Hall and John Oates album, War Babies. Not only was it produced, engineered, and supervised by Todd Rundgren, but Todd is playing guitar and background vocals on this. This song is called Beanie G and the Rose Tattoo. And give it a listen to early Hall and Oates before all the hits started rolling in.
Come here talking like speedboat food, cute and right.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is your friend, Big Sandy, and you are listening to the Rockin' Attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, right here at 88.3 Pittsburgh, WRCT.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you all the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrops ever start, then I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quieres, te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste. By your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. That you cry, and if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Yes, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.